All right, Lars Lindstrom, Factory Team Honda. First of all, no text back about dinner. No, nothing.
You should know better. You should just come and just expect.
But I don't know what time. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
It's the same time as last time. I'm pretty sure last time it was 4:30.
So is it just going to be 4:30?
That's our time. It's right after last practice.
Wasn't communicated to me.
Okay, sorry. I'll make sure and communicate better to my main media guy.
It's almost like you got to run a race team here.
Yeah. Four riders. I mean, in all seriousness, having four riders, like an outdoor, it made it definitely a little bit more hectic today. But, a little bit more on my plate for sure, and a little bit less on yours. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot less. Hey, look, the guy got second, Sexton. It almost feels like, I don't know, maybe worse. Like, he only lost 3 points, big deal. But, dude, he was so good all day. We saw the heat race. And then, he just couldn't get Eli. And I imagine he's probably pretty bummed. He was the guy today.
I mean, a little bit frustrating because Eli just did what, Eli does. And he pulled through in the main event, especially after that awesome heat race where, we caught him and passed him. And then, but I am pretty stoked because his start was not that good. He made quick passes on the first lap, and I think he was probably mid-pack, and he came out like in sixth, and then he was fifth right away, and then fourth, and then after the restart, he made the move on AP and then on Anderson pretty good, and even like when he passed like Barcia, like he made the pass and then left him, so he had the aggression, he had the speed, and I think it was just there was a few lines out there. The sand was one where I felt like we probably needed to adapt to what Eli was doing because he's getting us there a little bit. And then we had some spots that we had some spots.
Yeah.
I was on the bike with him.
It worked. Dunge. Everyone was on the bike with Dunge all those years, so it works.
Yeah. And then the whoops. We had an advantage in the whoops, and then they got so beat that they were just difficult for everyone, I think, to go through. Even Eli, and so there were a few spots where we were kind of yo-yoing a little bit, and then he ended up gapping us. Chase making a couple of mistakes, I guess, but all in all, good race. It just, when he's been that good all day, it's going to be hard to, swallow not winning, but lost 3 points, but we're still right there and it's early in season. So
I thought the section after the bridge, maybe you guys looked at it and dart fished it or whatever. I thought that was where Eli was getting him too, going all the way over, but I mean, I didn't notice the sand so much, but maybe either one.
Yeah. I mean, the sand changed so much during the main event that I think towards the middle of the end, I think Eli got a good line and then was really consistent, really. Yeah. That the beginning where, Chase was going inside. Chase was going inside. And it was really hard for him to be consistent, it seemed like, and get a good drive. So, but that over in 3-2 instead of going off in 3-1 or whatever it was, was super close. But, yeah, I agree with you. I kind of looked – it seemed like even when AP was behind us, like he would almost catch us a little bit right there. Yeah. But it was never one of those things that jumped out like we have to do it. It was pretty similar, I think. So,
second for Chase, but a perfect night for Hunter Lawrence, like fast all day, just like Chase. A little scary moment when Vial whipped at him and he went between the lanes, but he was the class of the field kind of all day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we kind of came in expecting that. But at the same time, then you go through the day and you see how quick everybody else is. Especially, Jordan Smith and
Max Anstey.
And Anstey, super impressive.
Ride red.
Yeah, totally. I mean, nobody really had him picked. I didn't thought he'd be good, but man, crushed us in qualifying, and then he was awesome in the main too. So I'm really, really happy for those guys and that whole Firepower team. That's pretty impressive that they were able to do that. But Hunter obviously just had control the whole time. Never really had to push super hard, and full control. So it was great.
Hymus, I talked to him earlier. It seemed like he was like, holy shit, I gotta start, holy shit, I'm not ready for this pace, and like 3 or 4 laps of kind of going backwards, and then I felt from there when he got his breath and his rhythm, it was a good race for him. But early on, I think he was shocked.
His starts were great. Even in the all day, really, in the practice one and in the heat. First ever Supercross, and the dude's almost leading.
Yeah.
So even like he said, I don't think he didn't breathe for like 5 laps.
Yeah.
He was riding really good. I mean, he showed that he belongs in the class, I guess. He dropped his anchor there, he kind of went backwards for a while. But the goal was stay on 2 wheels, get some experience, and he did. It just need to probably, now that he's over the first race jitters and everything, I think we'll see next week and hopefully be a little bit stronger.
Does it matter what he's only doing four? Is that the plan? Or if he crushes it, are we going to keep going, or we're just doing four?
No, we're doing four. The goal is to come into outdoors very prepared and have a really strong first season for him. But he was riding so well. He is riding so well in Supercross that instead of doing futures, I mean, we won the championship in that last year. So it seemed like the correct thing to do was to ride some real races. The plan right now is four races. I mean, obviously, if he was like winning the series or something, it'd be a different story. But I think four races will be good, and then go on a break for a couple of rounds. That's what we'll do.
Nichols, another battle with Dean Wilson. I think this is 4 weeks in a row where Dean Wilson and him are going at it. And I didn't realize he hasn't been practicing because he pulled his groin really bad. So I didn't know any of this. So you should have communicated that to the media. But I think looking at that, like, it's been okay. I didn't realize he's been low on practice time.
Yeah, I mean, he has ridden. I mean, I think the 1 week he only rode one day. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think groin is just a nagging thing. Seems to be getting better. I was a little worried that it was going to linger too much because, with all the riding and everything. But it seems like he's really getting a little bit better at that. I think he made some good strides today and just like aggression or his intensity, I guess, is better. Because in the heat race, he got a great start and then he was able to go. And then I think the whoops right now are his struggle, that he's got a little bit better in them and just working out. His confidence in them and getting better. But once we get that, I think we're, start building a little bit. Yeah. And then I think he tipped over in the main, so it didn't help us, yeah.
All right, well, cool. 4:30 then, Tampa.
4:30 Tampa, yeah. I don't think it's an early race, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay. What should we get?
Well, today getting barbecue was pretty predictable. We're in Houston. So I don't know. Like, Florida, I don't like when you guys get buca. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I know it's easy for you guys, but
yeah. Getting catering is tough, and getting it to the track and everything like that.
You had a little problem in Anaheim or San Diego or whatever. San Diego, yeah.
Yeah. But also we wanted to switch it up from always getting Chipotle. But Chipotle is easy, and everybody usually likes it, except for girls. You notice that?
No.
Girls
no.
usually don't like it. Does Pookie like it?
Yeah, Pookie loves Chipotle.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And my wife doesn't like it. Colt's, chick doesn't like it. It's a very common thing. Girls don't like Chipotle. You can discuss this on your show.
Yeah, we'll break it down. Kiefer's on Monday. Nothing like Kiefer likes better than... Yeah.
Kiefer should decide what we will have. He could probably think about this for, like, have a 15-minute conversation. Right. Probably sandwiches or something, right?
Yeah, I think he's a big sandwich guy. But...
Well, maybe if you guys decide on Monday night what we should have for catering at Tampa, and then, we'll do that.
Yeah, all right, perfect.
Maybe somebody will call in from Tampa and go, you got to have this,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's figure it out.
This is a good idea.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Yep, see ya.